And if you have your Bible, I want to read something to you. And I know this is not the way we normally do things at Dialogue, but today is going to be a little bit different just because people are at the race and doing some different things. So I want to read to you a passage of Scripture that we're going to kind of reflect on throughout the day. And is there an extra stool? No, that's cool. I don't need one. But most of you guys have probably heard this story. As a matter of fact, what I love about this particular story is that really, regardless of where you are in your spiritual journey, this is probably a story that you've at least heard of. I mean, maybe you've never read it, but you've heard of the story of Jesus walking on water and Peter, his disciples. He steps out of the boat to walk on water. So let's read this together. If you want to follow along, it's in Matthew chapter 14. And we'll start reading in verse number 22. Actually, I think I might want to start up a little bit before that. Where did I say I want to start? 22? Okay. It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. They're at the edge of a lake, and he said, you guys go on ahead to the other side. And he dismissed the crowd. Verse 23. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Verse 28, Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? And when they had climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Like I said, if this is a story probably we've all heard or you're at least familiar with, this day when Jesus denies the laws of physics and walks on the water. It's a miraculous account. I mean, for a lot of people, probably something too incredible to actually believe. I mean, is this really real? I mean, did it happen? I mean, this is a story that we've all encountered one way or another. And you've probably heard about Peter, too. I mean, it wasn't just Jesus that walked on water. It was Peter. I mean, not just the Messiah, not the Savior person, not the Son of God who these stories tell us came from heaven down to earth, but also Peter, a regular guy, a fisherman, just like you and I. He walked on the water with Jesus. And so you've probably heard the story, and maybe you've heard it in one of two different ways. I mean, you may have heard the story, the miraculous story about Jesus walking on water and how Peter, as lacking in faith, began to sink. You know, he took his eyes off of Jesus and began to sink. And maybe you've heard the story about Peter, how he had just this incredible amount of faith that even allowed him to get out of the boat. And so I think there's a lot of different ways you could talk about this and you could think about this story. Maybe it would apply to our lives in different ways. But what strikes me as I was reading this, especially as we've been going through this journey where we're learning how to ask God and figure out what God's will is, like what does God want for our life? And we've all faced moments where there have been tough choices. There's been days where we've had to choose, and maybe the options that we had to choose between, maybe none of them seemed very good. I mean, have you ever had that happen? It wasn't like there was option A that was awesome and option B that sucked. You know, well, that's pretty clear. But what about when they all suck? You know, what about when none of the options look very good? What about when you feel like they're all equally impossible? Then what do you do? And how do you choose? Or what about those moments in life when you just don't know? Or like, what about it when they just all seem kind of equally good? Like, I don't know, do I want to choose this major or this major? And you're like, you're kind of interested in both, and they both feel like you would really enjoy it. And I mean, how do you know? See, sometimes we think that life presents us with these very clear choices, but most of the time it's really not. Most of the time the winds are blowing and the waves are beating, and really what we are faced with, what we encounter, is moments where the future is not clear, and yet we have to still make a decision. So we've been going through this journey, and we've said, really, to understand what God's will is, first we have to discover his will. And we read together that God's will is actually his way, that instead of figuring out the specifics of our life, what we need to do is learn to live the way of God, live in the way that he has made an example for us to live, because when we live God's ways, we will be in his will. So we have to discover God's will. And then we said you have to learn to do his will, that you've got to learn how to pull back from your own decisions, pull back from your own desires, and begin to do what God says, and you have to submit to that. Then we said the third step is once you have decided to do God's will, then you actually need to begin to desire God's will, that God begins to change your heart, because God's will is ultimately what God wants. So God's will is about desire, and that God would begin to put into your life the desires to do what he's called you to do. So that's where we've come so far, as a bit of recap. But once you discover and you begin to even begin to do and ultimately begin to desire, you're faced now with the choice, the decision to step out of the boat. And I think in this story, what amazed me was the choice that Peter was faced with. See, this was a great miracle, no doubt. Really, whether you believe it was a historic account or whether you believe it was legend, the truth of the matter is this was a very fantastic, miraculous account of a story. And I think sometimes we get so hung up on the miracle that we forget about the choice that Peter had to make. See, what I realized when I was reading this story and what God was beginning to show me is I wonder how many miracles began not only with great faith, but also with a good decision. I wonder how many times there have been miracle opportunities in your life and in my life that it really wasn't a lack of our faith, but it was really a lack of decision that kept us from experiencing that miracle. See, Peter was presented with an opportunity for the miraculous to transpire right in front of him, but yet he still had to make a choice. And it really wasn't all about his faith, because it was really in this occasion we see that it was Peter's faith wavered, but yet his decision was still stepping out into the boat. And so in this moment, it wasn't all about Peter's faith. And sometimes I think we're in moments where we think, well, I can't do that. Just I don't think I've got the faith for that. You know, maybe there's things in your life that you feel like God is calling you to step out and do, and you at times maybe want to do it, but then you're also realistic and you kind of step back and you know yourself and you're like, yeah, but you know what? I'm not so sure I can pull that off. Like maybe your faith is wavering. But in Peter's situation, his faith wavered. See, I think a lot of times the miraculous in our life doesn't only begin with great faith, it also begins with a good decision. And sometimes we just have to make that decision to step out. Like we all face those sink or swim moments, don't we? Those moments in our life where we recognize that the choice that we're going to make right now is going to affect us probably for the rest of our lives. And the opposite is also true. There are moments that we face that you have no idea the implications and the ramifications of that decision that are going to affect you for the rest of your days. And that in 20, 30, 40 years back, you're going to look at how this one decision should begin to shape the course of your destiny and of your future. So we all face those moments where the stakes are high. Maybe your job is on the line. Maybe it's a relationship, and you know that in this moment you can make a decision to move forward or to end it. And everything in this moment is coming to what choice are you going to make? But you've got to make a choice. And it's not all about your faith. It's about you making a decision to step out of the boat. See, I know today that as we've been going through this journey, there have been things that the Holy Spirit has probably been laying on your heart. There's been things we've been talking about that God has been speaking, and maybe you're in a situation where you think, God, are you talking to me about this situation? See, to do God's will, we said first you've got to live in his ways. And so you may be wondering, am I living the way of God? Like, if I want God's will in my life, then I've got to make a decision to live the way God wants me to live. God's will is his ways. Maybe you've been had to ask yourself the hard questions, am I living in the way of God? Or maybe for you, it was the next step. Maybe where you got hung up was a little bit on doing God's will. For instance, perhaps for you, your story was more about disobedience. Like you knew what you wanted to do. Maybe inside, maybe it was down deep. Maybe you had it covered over with a couple of years of learning how to ignore that voice. But you knew deep down inside what you needed to do. But you just hadn't done it. So maybe for you, God's will is really more about obedience. Or maybe you're kind of in that third step down the line where you know what God wants you to do and you're actually doing it, but yet your heart's not in it. You haven't begun to have your heart to be transformed by the heart of God so that you begin to desire what God wants you to desire. Wherever you are on that journey, though, I think we all face difficult decisions. So I'm going to ask us to do something this morning. Would you stand with me? And guys, you guys can go ahead and start playing that song. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to just close your eyes. And just at a posture of worship and just to kind of reflect. And I want you to think for a moment about the decisions that you're facing, the moments in your life that are calling you to make a choice, those places where you're saying, God, I don't know what your will is. I don't know. Should I go back and get my master's degree? I don't know. Do I need to take this job? I don't know. Do I move here? I'm not sure. And I want you to think about what questions are you facing? Where in your life are you saying, God, what now? And in a moment, we're going to pray. And here's what I want us to pray. I want you to begin to pray that God would take you to, if you're in step one, that you move to step two. If you're right now, maybe you've even begun the process, and today you just need to discover what God's will is for you, to discover that God's will is his way. And so for you, you're facing a situation and you have no idea what to do. Here's where you begin. Say, God, I want to live your way. God's will is not a solution to a problem. It's a strategy for life. And so you need to begin to live in the ways of God, and then God will reveal to you his will. And so if you're just beginning this journey, then today, maybe in your heart, you could just make your prayer. Say, God, help me to live in the ways of God. Maybe you're doing that, though, and maybe you need to take from step one and you need to take step two, where you just begin to submit your heart to God and say, God, I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. See, here's the thing. God is never going to reveal to you step two of the plan until you do step one. Step one, you need to be obedient to what he's already revealed to you. And so for some of you, as we pray, in your heart, say, God, help me just to be obedient to what you've asked. It's not easy. I don't even at times want to do it, but it begins with submitting your will to God's will. And if you're at step one today, just take a step to step two. Maybe you're already there. Maybe for you, the next step is to begin to desire. Maybe you're at that place in your life where you recognize that God's will is what God wants. And you need to be at a place today where you say, God, I want to open my heart that you would put your heart and your desires inside of me. I want to want what you want. I want to move beyond just doing what you want me to do. And I want to want what you want me to want. And then today, let's make a decision. Today we've got to decide. We've got to decide something. Taking action. Stepping up out of the boat. Stepping down into the water. Yeah, you may sink. The winds and the waves are still going to blow. But to know God's will, we have to decide. See, the miracle that God wants to bring into your life is not waiting on you to have great faith. It's waiting on you to make a good decision. And today we're going to talk more about how we can make a great decision. Father, wherever we are on this journey today, would you reveal to us how we can take the next step and how we can make a good decision? How we can make a decision that later on, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years down the road, that we'll be able to look back on and tell our children about the day we made that decision and how it was the best decision that we've ever made. Father, help us to make decisions today in which your name will be glorified, and that through us, God, that you could begin to move into this world, transforming our lives and our community because of the choices that we're making right here today. Father, there are some who are trying to decide about a relationship. God, speak to them the pathway to a good decision. Father, for those whose finances are just completely unraveling, I pray that you would speak to them right now, God, a way that they can make a decision that would be a good and a healthy and a whole decision for their family. And God, as we continue to worship you, as we sing, would you move us into a place where you can speak to us your will? And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now let's sing and worship together.